If you collect a big, big list of discount hunters, you'll send them maybe once and that's it. But this is not that business need. If you play a long run game, you need loyal customers. You need loyal subscribers. So this journey starts from the pop-up. This is where it starts.
You're listening to the Keep Optimizing Podcast to increase your traffic, improve your conversion rates, and grow your profits.
Hello and welcome. I'm Chloe Thomas, the host of this e-commerce marketing focus podcast. We release 5 episode mini-series that dive deep into one e-commerce marketing topic at a time. It could be channels like email or SEO or Facebook ads, or a big topic like acquisition or retention. In each episode, new ones released on Wednesdays, I get to interview a different expert to explore the latest advice on making it work for you. And then, after each 5-episode miniseries, we take a week off to give you time to take action on what you've learned. At the moment, we are deep in our email marketing thread. So in this episode, we are exploring one of my favourite email marketing topics, even the pop-up, not top-up, pop-up, how you get emails in the first place. Our guest will be familiar to you if you heard our 300th episode, as he was sharing great pop-up advice there too. In this episode, we'll be sharing a lot more though. We will cover 4 different ways in which you can improve the performance of your pop-ups and therefore your sales. We'll be talking about key deployment methods. We'll be talking about data quality, we'll be talking about gamification and also personalization. If you don't come away from this with a massive list of things to test over the next couple of months on your pop-ups, you have not listened properly. Do make sure you listen right to the end of the episode because he's got some juicy stuff to share in the insider tips too. I think it would be impossible to be in e-commerce and not have heard of Klaviyo. Over 193,000 brands in over 80 countries use Klaviyo to drive their email marketing, SMS campaigns, and sales performance. The way Klaviyo are incorporating AI and personalization across the platform is one to watch for all of us, enabling their users to really push ever upwards the performance of their customer communications. If you want to see what you can now get with the Klaviyo platform, maybe have a poke around to work out if it's yet time to migrate, then you can sign up for a free trial right now. Just head to keepopt.com/Klaviyo and find out if it's time for you to make the move. In this episode, I'm chatting with email marketing expert Taras Talimonchuk. Taras is the CMO at Claspo, experts in pop-ups for both email signups and CRO, as well as providing excellent pop-up software. We use it ourselves on the Keep Optimizing and other websites. They also do a ton of research into what's working. Hello, Taras.
Hello, Chloe. Thanks for having me here. And hi, everybody.
Awesome to have you on the show. How did you end up in the world of email marketing?
I remember it. It's been years and years ago. I started my first online business. It was an online store of automotive parts. And this was my first pocket money spent on Google Ads, AdWords in this time. Yes. And after months of running this business, I sat with my partner and told we should do something with retention marketing because I can't play this game anymore. Just paying for advertising and again and again and again. This is like a drug addiction. You can't stop that.
Cool. And since then, it's just really been something you've fallen in love with.
Yes. Yes. Once I realized that build long-term relationships, it's more profitable and it's more fun. Even contacting with clients, I remember I was those person that been on call, you know, I chatted with clients and it was a pleasure to chat with someone who knows you for a year or more. And that was a great, great discovery for me. To play this game, retention marketing, instead of just acquisition, acquisition, acquisition.
So in the world of pop-ups, which is where you're now a specialist in, what's the challenge that most e-commerce businesses are dealing with? What's the biggest thing to try and get right, the biggest thing to try and improve in the world of pop-ups?
The most comprehensive thing, I think that it is comprehensive in the heads of marketers and businesses, is to switch in understanding of the role of pop-ups in your system. The traditional understanding is something that jumps, that offers a big deal and pushes your visitor to some action. And we are talking that pop-ups can work differently. They can engage, they can establish a first contact, establish the connection with visitor. Understanding that about 90% of your visitors are not becoming the buyers in the first session. Let us, we are thinking how to convert more of them just into email or SMS contact, but not just think about it as a SMS or email contact. Think about it as a connection with human, and that makes difference.
Got you. So we've got to stop thinking of it as a, let's gather as many email addresses as we can and start thinking about it as a driver of lifetime value and retention, I suppose, as you were talking about earlier.
Yes, yes, exactly. Exactly. Because if you collect a big list of discount hunters, you'll send them maybe once and that's it. But this is not that business need if you play a long run game. You need loyal customers. You need loyal subscribers. So this journey starts from the pop-up. This is where it starts.
And is this as simple as stop offering a discount? I'm guessing not. How do we go about restructuring our pop-ups to pull in the right customer?
Mm-hmm. I think the first step is to think about the time of triggering the pop-up and about the and define the buyer journey stage. So just to, as example, if you have a visitor, it's a new visitor, your system defines is a new visitor, and the first page is a PDP page. So probably it is, and you see that it is not your advertisement. So probably it is from a LLM system. Or maybe from Google. But anyway, this is the first interaction with your brand. So it is not a time for discount because this is like you need to interact somehow. You need to maybe to offer a quiz, maybe to offer some other interactive activity to get involved into your brand and to learn more about your visitor and then play with these offers and check what offer will work better. So, yes, that's just like an example of what changing. For one side, we have one size fit all 10% off to all visitors. And from another side, we have a detection of channel. So we are reading the traffic source. We are reading the landing page. We are tracking activities, events on website. So segmentizing and then triggering the pop-up that may be more relevant to this certain audience than 10% off.
Got you. So we're no longer in a world of one pop-up for everyone that deploys when they get to page two and scroll a third of the way down the page or something. We're now in a world where we're going to be creating multiple pop-ups based on the buyer's knowledge of us, first-time visitor, first-time purchaser, repeat purchaser, et cetera, but then also on the actual channel they've come from. So if it's an ad channel, they might get this. If it's an organic channel, where they land on the website. So it's a much more, I guess, customer behavior-centered deployment?
I think that this is a good definition.
And I guess in that sense, there's no hard and fast rules that work for everybody. It's going to be a case of test and measure. We can't say, two-thirds of the way down the page, deploy the pop-up and all will be well. It's got a lot more nuance than that, hasn't it?
Yes. There are nuances between first-time visitors and people that already been on your website. And those who are already subscribed, by the way, this is a big problem, which is very, very, sounds very obvious and even stupid. Yes, we shouldn't offer subscription for those who are already subscribed. But technically, if you, I audited many e-commerce websites that are using built-in pop-ups, those pop-ups that built-in in ESP systems. I wouldn't name these ESP systems, but there are no such technology to identify a subscriber. So there is a technology, but it is very simple. And we shouldn't claim on ESP systems because it is not their core functionality. That's where we are collaborating, pop-up builders and ESP systems, because we are doing only one part of work, help convert more website traffic to high-intent subscribers. And they do their work and they do it better than others.
No, that makes so much sense. I know we've got a lot of other things to talk about. Before we go on to talk about those, for someone who is going, okay, I get it, I need to switch my mindset with my pop-ups, where would you start, advise them to start their testing and to start building out their better than one pop-up for everyone structure?
Okay. I think that it would be great to start with the obvious things, with these one-size-fits-all yes, solution, like 10% off pop-up. But think, when it's the best time to trigger this pop-up? Because this, it is not bad marketing tactic. It is good marketing tactic, actually. But just to think, when you have a signs that this segment at this moment really needs this incentive, like 10% off, and build A/B test around that to see whether it really adds you a value or not. So the next step is to play this optimization game correctly. So you can check you can play the game which called control group, and to see whether you need pop-up at all or not. Probably without anything, it worked better for this segment.
Yes, if ever there is a place to be deploying a control group, it's with your pop-ups on the website, because a bad pop-up can be terrible.
Yes,
really terrible.
Yes, yes. If it's shown in the wrong place and the wrong time, I heard so many cases from our customers that that claimed that in their ESP system, the pop-up couldn't be switched off on checkout page. It is obviously not needed. It is
it's like the worst place to have it.
Yes, yes, it is the worst place. It is like, I don't know. It's a sacral place. Everybody, shh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Magic,
quiet.
Magic
no,
is
no
happening.
Distractions.
Magic is happening.
Exactly. Get out of the way, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Cool. I love that. Thank you. Now, something else which I thought was a really fascinating thing that you were talking about before we hit record that I'd love to get you talking about now was user-based cleanliness and being careful to be putting the right people into your database from the pop-ups. Can you explain why that's important at the moment, please, Taras?
Oh, yes. There is a many fraudulent and suspicious activities regarding that, and robots can bump website pop-ups, and in this way they increase the volume of fake email addresses or fake phone numbers. And this is bad because marketers should spend extra money to check the base, to clean up this base before sending something. So this is the stuff that should marketers think about when thinking about pop-ups. It is not that simple. There are many things should be implemented to prevent it. So just putting this question on table and discussion, because it is something that we see that something bad happening, for example, the domain of sender becomes banned, or something bad happening with deliverability. And then after many, many researchers, marketers define that, my pop-up catching bots instead of real leads. So, there are plenty of ways to prevent it. So,
for me, and maybe I've got this wrong, but for me, there would be two immediate options for dealing with it. One would be to deploy something at the point of capture that's checking whether they're real or not, be it a click on all the bicycles in the image, or an I'm not a robot or whatever that might be. But I know there's more technical options you can do at that front end, or then to do the checks between the pop-up and going into the email system.
Yeah.
So some kind of checking at that point. Where would you be putting the restrictions in or the checks in?
I think it's possible. And the first thing we should do is to filtering what we send to ESP system. That's what we do on the pop-up side. Also, when filling the form before the submission event, we also can do double checks, because we can connect services like Zero Bounce or Bouncer, like that. They may help to validate before submitting. Validate leads. So, it's most
cool. And then another thing which we were talking about before, which I know Claspo are massively into, is gamification in the world of pop-ups. And it's something we hear people talk a lot about on stages at conferences, but I see very few businesses actually doing well within their marketing activity. I mean, I suppose we see quite a few Wheel of Fortune spinning around the place, but how are you seeing people doing gamification well? What's a good thing to be testing out?
I will explain it in pitfalls to avoid. So the first pitfall is the honest game. I think that the worst thing that you can do for your brand is to offer unfair game. If the user will see that you're kind of cheating, or the game is not honest, I never got my rewards from Temu. Temu, we have problems with you. Where is my 50 euro? So
to go back to my mention of the fortune the Wheel of Fortune, where like there's one segment with 50p or something, and you weirdly never land on it, or there's one with £500 and no one ever lands on it. It's got to be fair and reasonable, I guess. Otherwise, you're just telling people, not fair.
Fair and simple. Don't do these multi step stuff. Another thing is that the popular mistake, I think, that most marketers do, they do email gate to the game. We just for test, we did first with our few clients, we tested this, and now it's available to all our users. So you can offer a game and then ask for email. And you know what? No need to gate it. People interested in playing game, they getting reward. You can even show this coupon without email gate and offer email. Just we can send you not to forget about it, just to save it, and people signing up, no problem. So
it's not email address to play, nor is it email address to get your prize. It's play the game, here's your prize. If you want us to send you a reminder, enter your email address.
Yes. And the conversion is the same, but what more? Because the first milestone that we check the conversion rate, but we know that we can convert so-called discount hunters, but we want to convert loyal subscribers, loyal buyers. So the next step, when we have more data, we analyze revenue per visitor. So we compare. First, what we compare. Maybe it's better without any pop-up revenue mm-hmm. per visitor. Why not? It's possible. Then what kind of mechanic work better? So, and then all this, these things with design and et cetera, et cetera.
I think it's such an important metric to mention, revenue per sign up or revenue per visitor, because that is fundamentally the point of the email pop-up is to drive revenue. And if the pop-up drives great revenue, great average order values, great conversion rates in the checkout, then that's brilliant. But if it's actually driving a lower average order value than normal, then it's not necessarily a good thing. But Taras, you were taking us through pitfalls to avoid with gamification. We had keeping it simple and avoiding being unfair. We had moving the email gate back or removing it completely. Any other pitfalls we need to be aware of with gamification?
It's about design and about on brand. Sometimes spin the wheel, not the best option. You need something like gift box or mystery box. Yes. So a little bit more creativity to the visual part of the game. It could be a same game mechanic. I mean, a same luck and chance game. Yes, but the appearance, the design of it, the visuals could be different. And that we are sick about it. We even build a component SDK and we can create different visuals, different components for games. If, for example, brand wants to be out of the box and they don't need a regular spin the wheel, they want something, I don't know, Super Mario game or Tetris. So it's possible to build. Can you imagine? You can just sit and with our AI master, explain what the gameplay you want and Klespa will build you this component. So yes, but this is for big brands. This is for not for all, but for major of our users. We are always trying to notify that please check whether it's aligned with your brand guidelines. It is so easy to tweak it to your brand guideline because we did a lot of stuff. We built the system that reads fonts, reads the lines, colors, everything about brand. And then you can just click and your game will start looking as your brand game.
No excuse for a jarring graphical representation of your brand. And then Taras, the other thing which you alluded to before we hit record, which I think is fascinating, is personalization when it comes to email pop-ups, which is not something you ever really hear talked about. Yes, customer journey you hear a little bit talked about, but not personalization. So what do you mean? What should we be doing to personalize our pop-up activity?
Let's start from very, very simple case, cart recovery, for example, when we defined the situation where visitor wants to attempts to leave a website with a full cart. And we want to offer two things. We can even A-B test it. One, it's just a limited time offer discount for this cart value or cart saver. I like this second option because it feels like more natural that, if you don't buy right now, we will save your cart. Just give us your contact. I think that it works better in terms of LTV. In terms of this moment conversion, of course, limited time offer will work better. But cart saver, for LTV better. So in pop-up, we can show not only the amount of money, we can show products that in the cart. That's a personalization because no one at this moment has the same cart as this user. Or another example, it's you buy paid traffic from Google, and you have a campaigns for different keywords, and you can trigger pop-up with merch tag and use these keywords in copy in pop-up. So that's what personalization is about, because someone who is looking, for example, for gin will see the offer for gin, and someone who is looking for Beefeater gin will see the in copy Beefeater gin. So that's a personalization.
Nice. I like that. I don't think I've heard of anyone doing it off those keywords before. I think that's brilliant. Taras, thank you so much for letting us pick your brains about what's working and what's hot to test in pop-ups right now. Listeners, remember to stay tuned right to the end so you don't miss out on Taras's insider tips on email marketing and my suggestions for other ways we can help you improve things even further in your businesses. I think it would be impossible to be in e-commerce and not have heard of Klaviyo. Over 193,000 brands in over 80 countries use Klaviyo to drive their email marketing, SMS campaigns, and sales performance. The way Klaviyo are incorporating AI and personalization across the platform is one to watch for all of us, enabling their users to really push ever upwards the performance of their customer communications. If you want to see what you can now get with the Klaviyo platform, maybe have a poke around to work out if it's yet time to migrate, then you can sign up for a free trial right now. Just head to keepopt.com/Klaviyo and find out if it's time for you to make the move. Okay, Taras, so far we've gone deep into pop-ups. Now you get to wow us with your insider knowledge about the whole of email marketing. So for the following questions, your answer can be anything to do with email, which of course does include everything we've already been talking about. Taras, are you ready for the insider tips?
Sure.
Okay, let's start with newbie advice. If we've inspired someone to take their first step, what do they need to know to give themselves the best chance of success?
Set up exit intent pop-up correctly for different segments.
Yeah. Straightforward, everybody. Get that exit intent pop-up right. Yeah. Now, once you've started, of course, you've got to keep optimizing. So what's your favorite way to improve performance?
First of all, test gamified mechanics, test personalization. That's the first step. In the first time, it's okay to optimize by conversion rate, opt-in rate in case of email pop-up, but build the system, build the experiments to test revenue per visitor. And test revenue per visitor because even if you are email marketer, you're still dealing with the web traffic. So think in CRO definitions, you have sessions to convert in revenue.
Nice. I like that. A couple of nice KPIs in there for us too. If someone listening wants to learn more, is there a cheap or free resource you would recommend?
Glad to invite you to our website, klaviyo.io, and there you can find a statistical benchmark report. We are collecting and analyzing using the AI vision, like millions of pop-up views. We segmentize it by niches, by industries, by use cases. So you can always see what probably will work for you. There are plenty ideas for A/B tests and benchmark to get started.
Nice. So if you haven't got enough benchmarks and ideas for things to test from this interview, go and grab that free benchmarking report on the Klaviyo website. Finally, Taras, it's crystal ball time. What's coming up in the next 6 to 12 months that we should be getting ready for?
6 months? I think that in 6 months, nothing will change, but in the world of pop-ups, you will see the revolution in A/B testing. AI will help to create variants, which is cool. That's what AI can do. And I hope that we and our competitors will develop the expertise of segmentation and will help to segmentize web traffic by life cycle stage, by behavioral patterns and traffic sources and so on and so on.
Nice. I like that take. Thank you. Taras, we're very nearly at the end of the show. Could you please let the listeners know where they can find you and Claspo?
Sure. Welcome to our website, claspo.io. And also, if you are on Shopify, you can find us on Shopify App Store. If you are on WordPress or WooCommerce, go to WordPress plugin catalog and just type there Claspo and find us.
Simple as that, everyone. Taras, it's been an absolute pleasure getting to chat pop-ups with you. Thank you so much for bringing so much insight. We really love having you on the show.
Thank you. Same to you. Same to you, Claire. Bye-bye.
Wow, loads of juicy stuff to get testing with there from Taras. And certainly, this would be high on my list of things to be testing right now, ready for peak, because the more people you get onto your email list now, the better a peak you're going to have. So, and then, of course, the better it's running through peak, the more people you get on the email list, and. So let's see, my notes from this are, first of all, think about the whole journey of that person, not just about pop-ups for the sake of pop-ups or email addresses for the sake of email addresses. So that was triggering your pop-ups based on buyer, which individual different pop-up based on buyer journey stage. So is it first visit, repeat visit, are they a previous buyer, and also by what channel they've come in via. Loads of testing to do in that bit alone. Secondly, user-based cleanliness. Are you sending bad data into your ESP from your pop-ups? And if you are, how can you stop that? Third, gamification. Key things to make sure you do when you're gamifying. First of all, avoid being unfair and keep it simple. Secondly, push that email gate as far back as possible. So not enter your email address to play, but play, get your reward, then give us your email address. And then the third one of those was make sure the design's on brand. Simple, but amazing how many people fail to do that. And then four, personalization. What's in the cart, the keywords that came in from Google, loads of cool stuff to be doing there. Real treat to have Taras on the show. You get links to the things we discussed and the full transcript of the episode, plus our notes and more at keepoptimizing.com. You can also use our special direct to episode short links. Just put keepopt.com/the number of the episode into the URL bar and you'll be redirected straight to the right episode page. When you get to the website, you can also add yourself to our email list so you don't miss out on any of the other things we share to help you improve your business. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Keep Optimizing podcast. If you've enjoyed the episode, then do check out episode 255 from last year's email series, where I'm chatting with Sian Arora from Alia about pop-ups, more pop-up advice. You can also find our full thread of email marketing content by either scrolling up your feed or use the short link keepopt.com/email. Please do tell your fellow marketers about the show because I want to help them as well as you to improve the performance of your e-commerce and email marketing. Have a great week and make sure you listen to the next episode so I can help you to keep optimizing your marketing.
Access everything Keep Optimizing at keepoptimizing.com. That's with an S, not a Z.
Time to migrate to Klaviyo? keepopt.com/Klaviyo for your free trial.